road safety expert Godfrey Echia Dankwa says the undulating nature of roads may be a critical factor to the cause of preventable accidents in the eastern region. The region has been ranked the third most dangerous in the country. Mr. Dankwa told Radio Ghana that poor driver education is also a factor and called on the transport unions to intensify education to reduce the carnage on the roads.
Eastern region is fairly treated and is fairly ranked in terms of road crashes or vehicular crash in the country. The reason being that it has a very long stretch of land from Bandung, from someone that is Greater Accra region than the Eastern region from some area, stretching far, far, far down, close at where and thereabouts. You know, all those are accounted for the region. So Eastern region has a fair share of the road, which, and those roads are good. Until quite recently, where we have the contact roads, the Eastern region, we are having to do a crash on them. But now, with the contract flow, with the separation of the two flows, you see that crashes has reduced. So that is accounting for. And you know, the volume of vehicles flying from Accra to Kumasi are so much that when we have a good road, we have so many vehicles, we have so many settlers along the movement, then we see that it culminates crash. And that's why critical to that affecting Eastern region. But now that the roads have been made good with this separation of the two flows, see that accidents will go down and Eastern region will be taken out from those that kind of bad run. And again, when you look at from mountains, look at the way the mountain looks like. Up, and then we come and turn the mountain to Koforidua, Rakai, and those places. Looking at from Mamse, coming to Koforidua, looking at the serpentine nature of the road, calls for a lot of crash. Recorded a lot of crash there, even said that armed robbery were also going on there. Then when we come to Kwaunkwetia, the climb from Koko up, bombing, Praiso, and those kind of things. Look at the nature of the inclination. The ascension was so much steep that it also calls for some form of accident. So it is the nature of the area that is calling for some of these things. But with now that all the roads are being made good, government or for government, I think they will not be ranked critically the third subsequent year.
That was road safety expert Godfrey Echia Dankwa in that report.
The first elder of All Nations branch of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, Kwesi Odame, says the church has decided to organize a cleanup exercise to support the National Sanitation Day declared by the government. He told Radio Ghana that the church is unable to join the National Sanitation Days because members attend church on Saturdays. They have therefore decided to team up with district assemblies to keep the nation clean.
We believe that, as the saying goes, that cleanliness is next to godliness. As a church, we wanted our environment to be clean, and something that we've been doing so many years ago. So with the introduction of the National Sanitation Day, which is first Saturday of every month, we are not able to participate because it's a Lord's Day and we go to church on that day. So we deem it wise to fix a day so that we can also put in our effort to achieve the cleanliness that the nation wants to have. So we did it yesterday, and it's not only that place. I believe the other centers also organized similar exercise just to communicate to the whole nation that we also support that initiative.